let we begin de service bij zing van 98 3 4 5 en 6 van 98 like hope is rain in time of the so shall his gracious coming be as gentle showers that seed the earth, so he shall bring prosperity. Number 198, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. First, I will read to you the 12 articles of faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead, he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Further, we will read to you from God's holy word, the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, the 10th chapter. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth the confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh with he by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, the sound went into all the earth, and the words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he said, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and it's be multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it has pleased thee to spare us and to protect us till this evening of this Sabbath day, that we acknowledge thy mercy and thy faithfulness and thy loving kindness towards us, where we are still in the land of living and with one another in the day of salvation. That it may please thee, Lord, in this evening to open thy word again for our mind and for our heart, but also to make our hearts receptive for the word that shall come unto us, and that it find an entrance into our soul, that it be in power of thee unto salvation, and a lamp for our feet and a light upon our path. 'Tis all in thy hand, and we have no right to the least of thy blessings, but remember us in mercy and in compassion as travelers to thy great and ever-ending eternity, and that we may learn to cry out of the depths of our heart for that mercy and for that grace which is so necessary to experience between the Lord and our soul before that the day of death shall come. So many old people is with us time and again, who were sitting under thy word their whole life. Oh Lord, that it was not always in vain, but that it was to an eternal blessing in their old age. And for the young people and coming and rising generation, that it made impression and influence in their heart. It is all a gift from thee. Oh Lord, thou art not obliged to give us something, but view us with our needs and wants in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ. Visit in thy love and in thy favor in this evening, and that many were pricked in their heart as in the day of Pentecost, to cry out, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? There is a way of escape for the greatest of sinners, and that precious and excellent Christ is preached amongst us as that only name which is given under heaven, whereby that we must be saved. Confirm it to our hearts in this evening, and that it may please thee to uncover all the false foundations, that we not deceive our soul for eternity. Strengthen all the sick and afflicted, all the different ones who are in the different hospitals and who have to enter in. Remember them all together in their loving kindness. Bring him back to the dear ones again. And that it may please thee, Lord, to spread out thy wings over all of us, with all the widows and orphans and widowers, and all those that are in the service of the country. Remember well one as the other, and protect them by day and by night, and that thy care was over them all the time. Remember the government and all those that rule over us in the times which are so confusing. Bring us back to thy word and testimony. Remember those who are labor among the heathens and that Jewish people. Spread out thy wings over thy church and over thy servants. Increase their number and help us this evening for a little while to proclaim and expound thy word, and that we are included in the same in this evening, forgiving all our sins and all our transgressions for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now 259. 259. Your offering will now be for the church and for our school. number 259. We start with the second stanza. Tell of his wondrous works, tell of his glory, till through the nations his name is reverent. Praise and exalt him, for he is almighty. God over all, let the Lord be feared. Number 259, and we start with the second stanza. Beloved congregation, in olden times in Jerusalem, Er was in de courts before the temple een big and a great wall placed. And they called that the middle wall of partition. You know that the Apostle Paul in Ephesus 2, he is also referring to that wall that there was for years and for years. And what was now that wall of partition? That refers from olden days already to the separation that there was between the Jew and the heathen. There was in that wall, middle wall of partition, there was a gate, and that gate that gives an entrance to the porch of the temple. And you know that only that Jewish people that had the privilege to enter through that gate. And if it happens something sometime that a stranger from what country he was, when he was trying to go through that gate to the porch of the temple, when the police saw it, then he hold them and he was a child of death. He had to die. So strong was the law in the life of that Jewish people. But now when Christ died on the cross of Calvary, then that veil of the temple that was rent from the top to the bottom. And that refers, of course, to that privilege that the law of the ceremony was abolished, and that from that time on the way was opened also for the Gentiles, that without the punishment of death that those Gentiles could enter into the temple, and of course that was it not only, but that they could enter now to the throne of grace with boldness and with freedom for the soul. And now on the day of Pentecost, the Lord had confirmed that in public for the whole world, for all the nations of the world, as we find confirmed in the preaching of Peter, where he declares in Acts 2 verse 21, and it is my text for this evening, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And it shall come to pass. Thus, from the time that the Holy Spirit was poured out in the midst of the church, now there was no difference in the accepting of a Jew and of an heathen. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The covenant of grace, which was revealed to Adam in paradise after the breaking of the covenant of works, that covenant that was first personal, that was the form that covenant had in the first period between Adam and Abraham. With Abraham, then that covenant of grace that had received a second form. And that is what we call the patriarch form. Because from that time, then the covenant that was revealed to Abraham and his seed, and to Isaac and his seed, and to Jacob and his seed, and then also the sons of Jacob, the 12 sons, they are also mentioned as patriarchs. But with the time of Moses, then there came a different form in that covenant of grace. And that form, we called that natural, because from that time salvation in Christ that was revealed to the nation of Israel. Paul, he refers to that privilege in Romans 2, where he is speaking about the benefits of that people through Christ. And then he said, first of all, the oracles of the Lord were given unto them. The oracles of the Lord that refers to the living words of the Lord, to the words of salvation that were brought to that Jewish people. But even in the days of Noah, then there was a prophecy that Japheth would dwell in the tents of Shem. That refers also to the Gentiles already, because the Gentiles are coming from Japheth, and we belong also to that Japheth. But in the days of Abraham, when the Lord had called him, then the Lord, he promised him that in his seed, that is not in Isaac, but that is in God's chosen people, over the length and over the breadth of the earth, that now in that seed of Christ, because in the loins of that people was Christ already, and that now in that seed all the nations of the world will be blessed, all the nations of the world. Thus, that refers to the great privilege that now from that time on, that also the Gentiles were heirs of the covenant of grace. And the Apostle Peter, with the 11 apostles, on the day of Pentecost, they have very clearly revealed that in the preaching. With the day of Pentecost, the preaching of the grace of God, that was universal. No longer bind to that Jewish nation, but universal over all the nations and over all the countries of the world. However, we have well to realize that the Lord and the Holy Spirit had bound himself to the preaching of the word. And where now that word shall be preached over the length and over the breadth of the earth, there it shall have the results that hearts shall be broken, and that the Lord shall gather his church out of all kindred, out of all the nations, and out of all tongues. Of course, the grace of the Lord is never universal. Well, the preaching, but the grace of the Lord is and stay a universal. Stay particular. Thus it is for all those persons in the different countries who are known by the Lord from eternity and who are loved by him from all eternity. Now God's servants, they have a commission to preach the word. Therefore, mission work, that is necessary, that belongs to the calling of the church. And the church, the local church too, have a calling to bring the word of God over the whole world and to all the nations. It is necessary to do that because the Lord, he shall use the preaching of the word as long as the world stands. I have read that to you already out of Romans 10. We need preachers and we need people that shall explain and expound the word of God. That is our calling that the Lord has given us. And now in that preaching of that gospel to all the nations of the world, there is the guarantee from the Lord himself that it shall not be in vain, but that it surely bears fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold, and that all after God's eternal counsel. We read in Ecclesiastes, we preached about that text, maybe a half year before I read it now. Cast a bread upon the waters, and you shall find it after many days. So it is personally, but so it is also in general in regard to the nations of the world. When we look to the circumstances, also in the mission fields, there may be many times we must say, shall it bear ever fruit? Shall they reach the hearts of people? But really, that is the same as that it is with us people. Even when we were brought up under the true doctrine and always have lived under the eternal word of God, because we find well out in our life that there is not one receptive of himself. It is, as Christ has declared in John 6, it is the Spirit that makes alive. But what a blessing that we have in the Word of God, the guarantee that it never shall return void. One of our writers said once in a sermon that Isaiah, he said, we had heard our report. He was at that time discouraged, but he said if he now would ask the same questions, then there were thousands hands raising up and saying it was for me. And really, the guarantee that is there, that the Lord shall take care for the establishing of his church. That is, in other words, congregation, that is not in the hand of men. And we have time and again examples that there is people that had received some of that seed of regeneration already in the days of the youth, but that almost their whole life, that it was in darkness. And when it come to under deathbed, that many times the Lord gave such an opening and such a freedom, and that they refers to years ago where the word the Lord had spoken through his word to the soul, and that he had brought it now to light. That are examples to prove for us that the Lord takes care for his own work, and that the preaching of the word, that it never shall be in vain. And now the question that comes, where it never shall be in vain, what shall now be the immediately fruit of the preaching of the gospel? And that is what we find now in this evening in our text. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That whosoever, with the word whosoever, that refers not to everybody and to every mankind, but whosoever, that refers to all those that are known by the Lord from all eternity. And that out of all the nations of the world, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. Now the question that is, what is now the name of the Lord? The name of the Lord that refers, congregation, to the revelation of the essence of the Lord. The Lord has revealed himself to the children of men. And it was especially the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he declared in John 17, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thus, it is the peculiar work of the Lord to manifest the name of his Father. And now, in regard to the name of the Father, that refers to all the attributes of the Lord, to the communicable attributes and the incommunicable attributes of the Lord. A rich revelation of the Lord is given in his names. Holy and reverent is his name. And in Proverbs 18, there it is declared, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. And what is now also a result, that there is something of the name of the Lord revealed in our heart during that by the prophet Isaiah, the desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Thus, when the word of God made impression in our heart in a saving way, and that it bears fruit for our heart, then the Lord become immediately precious to our soul. A wonderful thing. Peter, he said, whom ye have not seen, but whom you love. They come in regeneration, in other words, they come immediately in the heart of a sinner, an appealing to the Lord. That heart of that sinner that goes immediately out to the Lord. He loses his interest for the world and for all that is of the world. Immediately is that a difference. Where they before always were running after the things of the world, there it is stopped. Really, it is tough. Before they go to the drugstore for the press, and what was the first thing that they were looking for? For funds. I hope not you. And I hope not you too. And then later on, they go for magazines. One after the other. Sometimes they give a quarter for it of 2 quarters. And then they cast them away and then they go for something else again. But if now the Lord converts such a sinner, then he had no more desire for those funnies. And he had no more desire for all that what is found in those magazines. It is even awful in our days too. What you find in planes at the present time, that is awful. Really, it is off. And you must well say, what must the government, because they have a call for that too, from the Lord, they must forbid it. They must say no. No. It is a pest for so many young people. By seeing pictures in such magazines in its time in which we are living. But they show the people it is to the destruction of soul and of body. Really, to the destruction. But if now the Lord comes, what then? Oh, then immediately they take the Bible. That boy reading now the Bible? Yes. One chapter after the other. And they are glad when they receive a sermon. They can spend now hours and hours in reading of that material. And when there comes out something from the inheritance of in other ways, oh, they are glad. When it comes in the morning and they pick it up in the evening, it takes a little time and they are on the end of it. And they have even desire to read it again. Wonderful. That is when the Lord converts the sins. The text said, and it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, the people that call upon the name of the Lord, they learn that the Lord is just, that the Lord is holy. They learn that the Lord is righteous, that he can have no communion with sin.
But still they call upon the name of the Lord. And they call on the name of the Lord also as a merciful God and as a gracious God and as a God who is slow to anger. Their heart is going out to the name of the Lord, and inwardly they are drawn with the cords of love. A wonderful thing. And what means it that they are called upon the name, that they call the name of the Lord? That means in the first place that they acknowledge their iniquities, that they have sinned against the Lord. In the second place, that they receive a love in their heart for all the attributes of the Lord, and that the Lord is right in all his ways. Shall he cut them off? Shall he send them away? Then they say, Lord, I have to say nothing. I hope to declare even in the depths of hell that you are right in all your acts and in all your ways. They accept the punishment of the Lord, and they bow under it with their whole heart and their whole soul. They call upon the name of the Lord. That become now their work, by day and by night, people. And it is a pleasure for their people to pour out their heart before the Lord. And they are bound to the throne of grace by day and night. Or sometimes, humanly speaking, they have to ask 100 times, 1,000 times for the same thing. And still they are keeping on and keeping on. Till that one day the Lord shall hear the prayer of that humble people, and that he shall answer them, and that he personally shall speak to their soul peace and pardon. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. And now at one, again, there is no difference between a Jew and a Greek, and a barbarian and a Scythian. No. There is no difference between a Jew and a heathen. Whosoever that shall call on the name of the Lord. This, what a privileged congregation that is given us in the preaching of the word. That there is an opening for the greatest of sinners, and that the Lord is willing that all those that come unto him, that he shall not cast it out in no wise, but that he is ready to save, that he is ready to help them, that he is ready to speak to their soul. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, people, oh, that we pour out our heart before him, and that we need his grace and his love in our heart, and the tokens of his mercy given unto us. Oh, it is a work that the Lord shall reward it for all them that call in truth and uprightness unto him, as we sing together. For him, from him his saints redemption came, his covenant sure no change can know, no change can know. Let all refer his holy name in heaven above and earth below. 304, 6 and 7. And now the reward that the Lord promised here in our text on the day of Pentecost. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not maybe, no, but shall be saved. And what is now be saved? That is delivered from sin, and that is restored into that sweet communion with the Lord, shall be saved. Shall be saved by that Savior who is appointed by the Father from all eternity. Shall be saved by that precious Christ. Unto him is given all power in heaven and on earth. And now that people in himself congregation, that people that become wretched in himself and poor in himself, that people that is in himself condemnable, rejectable, that people that place himself outside of it, but the Lord, he said, that they shall be saved. They shall be delivered from the guilt of sin in justification. And they shall be saved from the pollution of sin in sanctification, and they shall be delivered from the power of sin and from the results of sin in the state of glorification that is above, that is in heaven. But they shall be saved. And they all shall receive, congregation, the desire of their heart. And what is the desire of their heart? That is to be one with the Lord. That is to share in his communion and in his presence. Their heart goes out to that as an heart bent is after the water brook, so my soul cries after thee, the living God. They learn, all of them, how empty that their life is outside of the Lord. they learn for himself that there is nothing here on earth that can satisfy him. Oh, it become more and more empty for them, especially after the services on Sunday, that they are missing the applying of the Holy Spirit in their own heart. Then they lay in the bed awake sometime for hours. And then they say, oh Lord, in the morning there was a still hope. In the afternoon I thought maybe in the evening there shall fall something for my soul. But now it is evening and I say yes, yea and amen to all that I have heard, because I am so assured that it are the words of eternal life. I am so sure that what that man had preached, that is that scriptural, spiritual, experimental, practical life. I believe it is all the truth, but I cannot embrace it for my own heart. And therefore, oh, people in my midst, the time is short, the time is short. For several old people especially, the evening of their life, and there is people sitting here that were sitting for their whole life here, for their whole life, without anything. But, oh, my dear people, I hope that in the evening of your life, that the Lord give you everything. That he will fill all your treasures. That he will fill your heart with his presence and with his sweet communion. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Van der Groe, one of our old writers, he wrote in a sermon, it is still the time to call, to cry, to seek. It is still the time. And ask the Lord, I pray you, ask the Lord that you shall not longer reject the gospel preached in Christ Jesus, but that it may please the Lord to fall under it, that he make room in your heart for it. And that means to make room in our heart, that he takes out of our heart all that is wrong and all that is amiss. Our heart is filled with sin and with the world, and we cannot deliver ourselves from it. But, oh, my dear people, there is one who is stronger than everybody in the world. The Almighty God, who is on the right hand of his Father, and he sent his servants to preach that everlasting gospel, also in this day, say not, say never. There is nothing offered unto us. Say it never, people. You hear it every Sabbath day, every sermon, that the way of salvation is open for a sinner in Christ Jesus. And that the Lord is so merciful and so gracious to keep on and to keep on. When we started in this morning, it was so dark. Became dark, more and more dark. And I thought, maybe this day, it is the time that he cut us up. The time that the Lord cut us up. But he was so good to us, that we could stay in the church. that we could bring our sermon to an end, that we could come back to our homes. In this afternoon, another opportunity. In this evening, another opportunity. The Lord is so patient. The Lord is so merciful, people. Old people and young people. Oh, that it never shall testify against you in the day of days all the mercies that the Lord bestows upon you and all the labors, but that it brings us to the right place. Yeah. There is a man here that asked me, yeah, I can go on my knees, but here it is so stiff. Oh, come on your knees and ask the Lord that he will break that hard and stony heart. You cannot do it self, but the Lord, he will do it, and he is willing. He is willing to do it. Call upon me, and I shall answer you. Open wide your mouth, and I will satisfy you. I will be inquired of the house of Israel of all these things that I will do. He will give you everything. And what is everything? To lay in the arm of the Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost, to brought back in that sweet communion with him. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Be saved, that is everything. And that is also something that is increasing. Oh, sometime in the church, then the Lord, he come down in the preaching and in hearing the word of God. And then it is so wonderful in sight that we say, Lord, but in rest and peace have I now in my soul sitting under it. And that is now a foretaste, people, of what it shall be there above in heaven. Oh, when the time shall be there, that the Lord shall deliver his people, and that he shall give them the desire of their heart. And then in that sweet communion and full communion with the Lord forever and forever. Oh, congregation, it is not hopeless. It is not hopeless. Well on our side, but it is not hopeless on the side of the Lord. It is firm in Christ. In his righteousness and in his blood. Oh, that it bring us to the right place, people. And then if we receive something from him, then we shall say, Lord, what I have heard in the church about it, it is so true. I never could believe it. And it is more than that man ever had explained it. Now I have received it in my own heart and soul. Therefore, congregation, the Lord remember us. And he teach us to call upon the name of the Lord. And then they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Amen. Lord, that thy word and testimony that we were privileged to bring in this Sabbath day, and thy hand has strengthened us so far. Oh, that it not return in vain. but that it be prosperous in the hand of Christ. And that for young and old, for great and small, that it be a word of life, and a word of salvation, and a word of comfort for thy dear children amongst us. Remember the whole congregation in the week that lay before us. Remember the consistory, giving wisdom and courage and understanding in everything, and strengthen also us to perform all our labors in the fear of thy holy name. Remember that family that hope to leave for the old country this week. Protect them, bring them safely there, and that they at the appointed time may return to the dear ones again. And other ones who are with us in this day, who hope also to return to their destination, bring them also safely there. Remember all the needs of the congregation, of all the sick and all the afflicted, also our dear wife, thou hast given today a little relief outwardly, give it also inwardly. And remember the school and the teachers, and also and in this week, so many shall leave the school and at an appointed time to enter in an high school. Oh Lord, that also we were privileged to talk there a little, and that to be blessed and be sanctified for young and old, for great and for small, that our life be in the fear of thy holy name. Remember the congregations who we must disappoint it again. Oh, Lord, have pity with those churches. Give them a shepherd after thine own heart. There is nothing too wonderful for thee. And if it can please thee, Lord, strengthen also us. There are some disappointments also in our life in regard to our health, but it is all in thy hand. Give grace to follow thee and to strengthen us, and that we remember one another. Remember all the difficulties in the families, and personally, we commend all the needs with parents and children at the throne of grace. Forgive our sins and cover under thy wings. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 415. And we start with the fifth stanza. 415. All the pathways of Jehovah speak of truth and mercy pure. 415, we start with the fifth stanza.
In the bulletin is mentioned the name of Mrs. Rosenboom, but that have to be Mrs. Neil Boloop for an operation this week. Wednesday afternoon I hope to preach in the Holland home, 2 o'clock, but of course it is no more Holland, it is also English. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.